Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. In Genesis 3, 1-7, it says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did you really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that's in the middle of the garden. And you must not touch it, or you will die.' 'You will not surely die,' the serpent said to the woman. 'For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened. And they realized that they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves." What is the reality here? Satan, once again lying about life and God. I would think that when we encounter Satan, when we encounter the best, we would have a good excuse for our failure. Yet this is not the case. I would expect that because God is sovereign, I'm not really responsible for the stupid things I do, because I never really had a choice. Once again, this passage from Genesis proves otherwise. I would like to believe that if God really was love, he would not really punish. This too is a lie from Satan himself. What happened in the garden is probably more typical than extraordinary. Satan approaches Eve in an acceptable way as a creature of the garden and begins to cast a shadow on God's word. He has Eve take the very word of God and change his statements into a question. He asked her if God really said that you must not eat of any fruit of the garden. This certainly is a wonderful technique if you want to confuse what was already well understood. We know that Eve understood God because she told the serpent what God had said. She told the serpent what God meant, only to have Satan directly contradict what God had said. Satan told Eve that she would not die. On what authority did Satan say this? Do we ever listen to people just because their smoothness, authority, and command of our language? When was the last time we recognized the devious ways of Satan and his attempt to have us question God's word, or even worse, disagree with God's word? We need to be careful. We need to know the truth. It's really the truth that sets us free. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of the Relate365.com. We're on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute, which is a division of SilverBirchRanch.org. We look forward to serving you on these grounds. Bye for now.